one of the 39 melachot is sad. Sad means trapping. Trapping was done in the Mishkan in a few ways. First of all, they trapped the chalazon fish in order to use its dye, the turquoise dye for the techelet. They also trapped the tachash, which was the animal that they used its skins, the leather, in order to drape and roof the Mishkan. So clearly tzad, trapping was used in the construction and the building of the Mishkan. Maran right away tells us that a practical case would be that if somebody is trapping a bird, atzad sipor deror, he calls it a sipor deror, which is really a wild bird, limigdal, into, let's say, a caged area, shunitzodbo, where he's trapped, so he'll be hayav. Regarding other types of birds that are not so wild, Shulchan Aruch says, Ushar Sipurim Lebayit. So Maran makes a difference between different types of birds, but the basic point is that once the bird is actually trapped and confined, so Shulchan Aruch says, one is going to be Hayav. So the question arises, you know, a person left his door open, and a bird flew into the house, which happens sometimes, and now they want to close the door. Until they deal with the bird, either it's cold outside, or they don't want to let any other stuff in there, or it's at night, and they just want to go to sleep, and they want to close the door. So the question is, if they close the door, so now that's it, the bird is trapped. As long as the door is open, he can escape. But once you close the door, you have a problem of tzad. So the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says that he brings down from the Chaye Adam, Umezman HaKor, Shiye Sa'ar, Sina, when it's cold, Otsara, Chayel Katav Chaye Adam, the Mutal in all, is coming out to close the door to save him from the cold, it's okay. Because he doesn't care about the trapping. Because we're talking about over here, we're a case that the trapping is not deoraita. Chabavadya holds, for example, a regular bird that flies into a big house, it's really not trapped because it's a very big house and it still can fly around the big house and you really can't catch it in the big house. So therefore, even in that case, regular case, bird flies into a house, it's not really considered trapped yet, meaning you didn't trap this bird over here, it's not considered trapped. He writes over here, HaKam HaVadya, Shekivan Shabbat Rachav Yadayim, Lo Avi Siddat De'oraita. So therefore, in that case over there, if you close the door, and your kavanah is not for the trapping, your kavanah is for the cold, so the Mishnah Berurah is lenient. He says that's called the psik resheh. It's inevitable, of course, she's trapping, but it's psik resheh, delo mitkaven, delo nihale. You're not interested in that, bidrabbanan. Because even if you close the door, at worst it's only going to be drabbanan because the house is so big, so really you didn't trap the bird yet. Halakha lemaaseh, if a bird flies into a house on Shabbat and you have reasons to close the door, you can. Again, logic being, even if you close the door, Chabavadya holds that trapping by closing the door is not deoraita, because it's really not confined. It's the big house. And therefore, at worst, it'll be Isud Rabbanan. In the case of a psik resheh midrabbanan dolo nihaleh, we didn't have kavanah when he closed the door to trap, and therefore it would be imutar.